So we had a Geshmaka, Havsaka, we covered Hanukkah, and now we're back with a stira between the two sugyas of the Isur, if there is one, the potential Isur of using the Ner Hanukkah. So how are we meant to synthesize these two Gemaras? Problem number one is, from one block to the next, the Gemara is reopening the same issue, seemingly ignoring what happened in Daf Chavav. Daf Chavav is the Machlek, is Asur Shabbos Shalom, Asur Shabbos Shalom. Daf Chavav is Vayter, Asur, Mutter, and not only that, but in Daf Chavav, it seemed like we were comfortable with the Machlokes. In Daf Chavav, we're not so comfortable with the Machlokes. See, Aaron already started saying, well, maybe Chavez is nested within one of the sheets of Daf Chaval. So let's take a look. That's a very important point. Let's take a look at the language of the Baal Hamor. Here, if you have it reprinted the Maror Makomos, or you have a Gemara open in front of you, you should know, just even if you don't have the Gemara, let me show you, you should know the riff. Here's a Daf Tes. Obviously, he's going moving much more quickly because he's abridging the Gemara only coming down to the Lachal Maisa. So, what's Daf Chaf Aleph in the Talmud Bavli is Daf Tes in the Rif. And you should know when you open up the Rif, begin by Rabbi Lichen begins Chesed and Beis. And the Rif actually gives you a header. Tes Aleph, Hilchas Chanukah. Here begins the Sukkis of Chanukah. The Baal Amar on Daf Tes Aleph Aleph Adap Rif. So, as I mentioned yesterday, Kedarka Bakosh Baal Mor is very, very concise with his language. You need to have your eyes wide open when you work your way through a Baal Mor. Leman da Amar Asir Leishtamish La'ora Shal Ner Chanukah Kol Tashrish B'mashma. Without asking the Kasha that we raised, he's clearly implying it and jumping immediately into the answer. He says, the one who says, Rav, Reb Zera, on Daf Chaf Aleph, in Asul, Hishtamesh La'orash, in Hanukkah, Kol Tashish B'mashma, Afilu Tashish D'mitzvah, V'tashmish Kedusha, even a holy purpose. Asul, Hishtamesh La'orash means it's Asur absolutely, as opposed, he's going to say, Daf Chavez, we didn't say Asur to use it, period. We were much more specific. Asul Harts is the most. Now I count money. So we could have understood that just to be an example, as I mentioned before, tongue-in-cheek, you know, a remez to Chanukah Yel. That's something someone might do L'or HaNer. But the Baal Amor is saying, no. It's an example, but it's still specifying a category. It's not all Hishtamshus. There's a reason why in Daf Chaf Aleph we didn't give any examples, and Daf Chaf Beis we did. Because Daf Chaf Aleph is a discussion over whether you're allowed to do any Hishtamshus. If you hold also the Shtamash, it means you don't do any Shtamashes whatsoever, even a Tashmish Mitzvah. Why? And let's skip and then come back. Skip down to the third line. Ulaman da Amar Asla Hartzos Moth Kinnega Ner Shal Chanukah. But according to the discussion, Daf Chavdeis, counting money, that means Daf Kartzos Moth, the Chayutzbah. Specific counting money or other things like that. It's an example of a category, but the particular category, which is Tashmish Rishus V'shel Chol. To do something mundane, neutral, there's nothing wrong with money. Money's not bad. Money can be used well or poorly, like anything else and all of that. Nothing bad about counting money, but it's not specifically a mitzvah. So to do a neutral activity, La'or Ner Chanukah, that's Aser. This is what Aaron was saying. Why? He said, the Gemara explained why. You could take a period time in it. The Gemara explained that we saw the whole discussion about the Kisei Adam should be Zuye Mitzvah. But Tashmish Mitzvah, the Tashmish Kedusha, Mutter Lishtamish La'ora. According to Rav Yehuda and Chavdeis, you're not allowed to count money, but you're allowed to do a mitzvah La'or Haner. You could count tzedakah money. Let's see what he says. You can have a Suda Shabbos, L'or Ner Chanukah, that's not a Bizayon. And he goes on to explain, the Shmuel Shmuel's issue on Daf Chavez, he held not only is there no concern about Kedusha, Chinyan Kedusha Ishba, he didn't even think it's a design on mitzvah. He said, no, the Kisei Adam with your foot, you're actually using your foot for the act of Kisei Adam. You're using your foot to kick the soil over the blood. That's mamash b'zayin ha-mitzvah. But I'm not, by the Ner Chanukah, I'm not doing anything to the Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is over there, and I'm 3 feet away looking at my mom. So Shmuel thought that's not even a b'zayin ha-mitzvah. But that's what Balamar is explaining. Dav Chav Beis is actually more or less l'kuli alma. Everyone on Dav Chav Aleph could agree that us lahartos ma'os la'arneh. Why? Because that's a b'zayin ha-mitzvah issue. But then, of course, the open question, which we'll come back to in a moment, is, okay, so once you solved one problem, but you open a new problem. You solve the problem of redundancy. It's not redundant. The way Aaron put it, very sharply, the sugya and chavez is within the shita mutter l'shtamashal. The whole mutter l'shtamashal in general, and maybe there are certain things that show us there because of bizarre mitzvah. Tasha shalchol will be us. Mutter l'shtamashal, or maybe, oh, that's the machokas, Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Is mutter l'shtamashal for all his shtamashios, or only for a tashmish kedusha, but a tashmish mitzvah, tashmish chol is also because of a concern of bizayin mitzvah. So what the Baal HaMor suggests solves the problem of how the two sugyas relate to each other. It's not redundant, and we're not bothered by the fact that the two sugyas handle it differently. Chaf Aleph, we just presented two shitas. Chaf Beis, it was hard fought, and there was a svara given of bizayin mitzvah. No, we understand. Chaf Beis is talking about tashmish chol. Chaval was talking about even Tashmish Kedusha. Then, of course, the question becomes, now that we separate the sugya, so that solves one set of problems, but opens a new problem, which is, why? Because what the Gemara Chavez had given us, the Gemara Chaval did not, is a sur. Gemara Chavez said, please, you know why it's a sur? Bizarre na-mitzah. So, until we decoupled, until we disconnected the sugyas from each other, because, oh, bizarre na-mitzah, that's the hezbar of everything. But now that you told me, no, these two sugyas are two different things. Bizayin ha-mitzvah explains why a tashmish shel chol might be aser, but a tashmish shel kedusha to eat a Shabbos u'dilaraner, or perhaps to count tzedakah money laraner, that's not a bizayin ha-mitzvah. So now the question is, if you say that Rav on Chaf Aleph is saying aser even l'shtamish l'ora l'tzorech mitzvah, that's not a bizayin ha-mitzvah, the question is why? But take a look at what the Baal HaMor says. Gevaldik. Mishum dekal savar. Take a look inside. Nachama, from the top. We had skipped a line. Now we'll come back to it. Let's begin again from the beginning. L'madam asa shtamash l'ora. If you say, on daf chaf aleph, asa shtamash l'ora, meaning kal tashish shemash, any tashish, even tashish mitzvah, even tashish kedusha. Why? Not because of Bizayin HaMitzvah. Bizayin HaMitzvah is only, he's going to say in a few lines, Bizayin HaMitzvah is only concerned if you're doing a secular, if you're using the light for a secular purpose, you use light for a holy purpose, it's not Bizayin HaMitzvah. So why should it be Aser? Because you have to give a second Svara. Mishum is a second concern. Mishum de Kalsava, Kevin, Shem, Zechel, and Eris, Lashem, and Shalhechal, Asura, Sein, Barno, Kal, Iker. Since it's a Zecher, to the menorah and Beis HaMikdash, to the oil of the menorah and Beis HaMikdash, that's why it's also not entirely, even for Tzarech Mitzvah, even Likra B'Sefer, to sit and learn a Sifrei Kodesh, to learn Torah L'Aranair, also Aser, even Suda Shabbos, Suda Mitzvah, also Aser. That's specifically the sheet of Aser L'Shtamash L'Ora, even L'Tzarech Mitzvah. Why? But what does that mean? What does that mean? It's a Zeichel and Neres. What does that mean? Zeichel and Neres. Yeah?
So according to that, does that mean that you can use only like tar oil?
So Shimon says, 1 second, Zechel and Neir, so how far are you going to take this? So I have to have a 7-branched menorah? It has to be Shemin Tahar. Clearly not. Clearly not. So clearly, well, we don't mean exactly the same. I'm not based on Mikdash. I'm not a Kohen. I'm not wearing big tikkunas, etc., 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 etc. And clearly, this isn't actually an act of hadlakas hamenorah. No one's going to say that you're makayim the haloskas haneris, which we're going to lay in Mitzvah Shem on the Friday morning, no one's going to say you're makai the mitzvah adlakas haMenorah in your house, in your apartment. But what we are saying is it's a zecher. What does that mean, it's a zecher? It's a zecher is if we want to replicate, we want to give Ner Chanukah some of the qualities, some of the structure of adlakas haMenorah Beis HaMikdash. So what does he say here? That's why you're not, that's why Rav holds the zecher LaMikdash. And that's why you're not allowed to use the light for anything. Why? Because after all, Beis HaMikdash, the actual Shem and Shem HaMikdash, it was an Isser of Me'ilah. The oil they used for the menorah was Kodesh, was Hekdesh. You couldn't use it for your own purposes. Even to do a mitzvah, you can't use it. That's Hekdesh. If I'm Makdash a Korban, I'm Makdash an animal to be a Korban, so I can't ride that animal, even if I need to rush to get to shul on time. I can't ride that animal. Why? Because it's a mehila. It's asur ba'ana kal ikar. I'm not allowed to use that animal for anything other than the dedicated purpose, which is to bring as a carbon. Not because there's something negative about the animal. Usually an isur hana indicates there's something negative about it. A shahaniskal, basur b'chalav, avodazara. Usually isur hana indicates something negative about the animal. But by Hekdesh Adarab, it's incredibly positive. It's set aside for Avod Nebeis HaMikdash. Because it's dedicated for that purpose, Memela, it's usher to use for anything else. So says the Baal Mar, Gevald Gechidish, which if you have a Gemara open in front of you, the Ran on the side, further up the page, quotes this Baal Mar as well. Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, Reish Zayin Hei, the Raza, Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, the author of the Mar. So this is this idea of the Baal Hamar, and this fits in, Rabosai, to a larger category. What he's saying is that Ner Chanukah fits in to a category of Dinei Drabanan that appears several places in Shas, a little bit in Menachos here and there, most prominently the beginning of the last parak of Rosh Hashanah. Here, the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara mentioned, Mishnayos, Gemara talked about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Achar HaChurban, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made one takana, another takana, a series of up to 9 takanas after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. You remember from the Gemaras in Gittin, they learn Leil Tisha B'Av, you can learn them all year long. In the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the Gemara tells Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. He was the leader of the Jewish people right before and right after the Churban Bayis Sheni. You remember, he's the one who was smuggled out by his Talmidim, the young Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and smuggled him out to negotiate with Vespasian. Then he comes back in, and then he oversees moving the Sanhedrin from Yerushalayim to Yavna, so on and so forth. He was the Nasi that held Yisrael's hand at the time of the Churban, enabled us to figure out how to keep being Jewish and keep being involved in learning and living in Torah mitzvahs, even Lachar Churban HaBayis. So he made a series of takanos for to show Yisrael how to keep, lay out how we should be keeping halacha without a Beis HaMikdash. We had a Beis HaMikdash for hundreds of years. What were we supposed to do without a Beis HaMikdash? But some of them were just, he explained what the din is. You should know that now there's no Beis HaMikdash, the din is X. But none of them were new takanos Shabbat. And many of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takanos related to this idea that Gemara says at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. The Navi complains, Tzion hi doresh ein la. No one is doresh Tzion. No one cares about Tzion. Mechlal, the Gemara says, the Bayadrisha. Apparently, we are expected to be doresh Tzion. We're expected to keep Beis HaMikdash, to keep Tzion in the forefront of our minds when it's gone. When she's gone, we have to be thinking about her. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a series of takanas, Zecher LaMikdash. Famously, the Chumash says that when do you shake, how many days a year do you shake a loaf of Nesrik? What does it say in the Chumash? 7 and 1, right? Chumash says in Parashat Mor, you shake a loaf of Nesrik the first day, only Yontav of Sukkot, not Kol HaMoed. But then the pasuk goes on to say, Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Lokeichem Shivas Yamim. If you're Lefnei Hashem, which is a term of art in Chumash, a technical term that means in the Beis HaMikdash, discussion is Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, maybe all of Yerushalayim. When you're in some degree of Mikdash, then there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of lulav kol shiva. As the Mishnah says, The Mikdash Luv is Nital Kol Sheva, but the Medina outside Beis HaMikdash, in the Medina, yes, for Luv is Nital only Yom Rishon. Min HaTorah, if you're not in Beis HaMikdash, you only shake Luv on Yom Tov, not a Chol Moed. To us, it's foreign, because of Yochum and Zakeh, Mei Takan, Lachar Horban, that we should say Luv Nital Kol Sheva all over the world as a Zecher LaMikdash. We no longer have the chance to practice Zudon Dindaraisa of Chol Moed Lulav in Beis HaMikdash. So we replicate that all of the world we now shake Lulav and Chol Moed. In days of Beis HaMikdash, unless you were in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't shake Lulav and Chol Moed. It was just like, you don't make a say, you don't eat Korban Pesach, you don't have Mar, you don't have Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, Chol Moed Pesach, Dafka Tezvav. So too, Lulav Minat Torah, Lulav outside Beis HaMikdash, only in Tezvav, only Yom Tov. Midrabanan, Zecher LaMikdash, he said we should now shake Lulav to Chol Moed all 7 days of Sukkot to make a Zecher to reuse the Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, the Dindaraisa, Smachno Te Hashem Kech Mishalaz Yamin, is the Beis Dindaraisa that you have Lulav Kol Sheva. And there are other Takanas Zecher LaMikdash as well. The Zohar, Hashem likes to quote, the Zohar says that the Lech HaMishnah that we have is the Zecher LaMikdash to Lech HaPadam, the original Shabbos Dikur bread that they would switch off every Shabbos, the Kohanim would eat the Lech HaPadam that came off the Shulchan on Shabbos. There are a number of other examples. Says the Baal HaMor, right here, Ner Chanukah is Zecher LaMikdash. Zecher LaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, you lit a menorah. We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. So you make a Zecher LaMikdash. We light the menorah. The 8 nights of Chanukah. It's not exactly the same. Obviously, no Zecher is exactly the same. But we replicate it. We're lighting Eros, and we give it some of the rules of Ner Shel Mikdash. Says the Baal Mor, for instance, Aser L'Shtamash L'Ora. The one who holds Aser L'Shtamash L'Ora means Kol Ik, you can't use it at all. Not even Tashish Mitzvah. That goes beyond the concern of Bizarre Mitzvah. It's because of Zecher L'Mikdash. Rabotai is a very, very powerful Baal Hamor. He didn't just answer one kasha. He gave us a concept, which is a tool that can change everything. Number one, this idea of Zecher L'Mikdash explains the Man Dharma also Shtamash L'Ora. There are other opinions, but that's the approach of Baal Hamor. Number one, also Shtamash L'Ora. Number two, this could answer the previous kasha. The Shver Shiltas, the Rashko, the Shiltas, that even after Chanukah is over, most of Shemesh Shabaner, you cannot use it for any other purpose. You cannot use it for salad dressing, you can't use it for baking, you can't use it just to turn on the lights in your house on a Tuesday night. No, you got to get rid of it. Why? It's a Tasha Shmitz, not a Tasha Kedusha. The answer is, Zecher LaMikdash. It's not Tasha Kedusha, but Zecher, something which did have Kedusha. But Shmuel's Nosach was near Kedusha ish, but there's no Kedusha. Yeah, that was Shmuel's Shita, because he aligned with those who hold Mutul Shamash La'ora. If you hold also the Shamash La'ora, that means it is, according to Baal Hamar, a Zecher L'Mikdash. So it's during Chanukah also the Shamash La'ora, even for holy purposes. La'achar Chanukah, the oil is off limits. Shach likes to point out there are a series of other shitos in Rishon Acharon that also align with this, seem to flow from this assumption that Ner Chanukah is Zecher LaMikdash. There's a Raya that talks about the Nusach HaBrach LoGeter Bli Neder Psachim Dav Zayin, the big discussion about when you make a Birkas HaMitzvah, do you say Al or Li? Al Natil Sedayim Lishma Kol Shofar Al Natil Lulav. When do you say Al? When do you say Lish? The Gemara has a discussion. Chaim Kanievsky has 10 different shitas in Rishonim, 10, about how to understand what was the Gemara's maskana. It's unclear. What's the rule? When do you say Al? When do you say Lev? So the Ravid makes a comment. We say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Ravid thinks that based on the rules of Psachim Dazai, it should have been Al. Should have been Al Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Why is it Lahadlik? It really should have been Al, but they said Le, because in the Beis HaMikdash they said Le. What does one do with the other? It sounds like Zecher LaMikdash. This is an extension. Ner Chanukah is a continuation of Hadlakas HaMenorah Shel HaMikdash. That's number three. Number four, the Avnei Nezer of the opinion that if you line multiple Neros, Mahadrin, so you got to have them all in the same Kli. You just have separate individual lamps. Amr Meir says it's no good. It has to be a single tree. Either one single tree, or at least have to all be within one tray. Why? Why doesn't matter? He says, Zechel Mikdash. The menorah is Miksha Achas. Because it has to have to be Mamish the same, but it has to be similar. That's number four. Number five, the Beis Yitzchak Rizkus Shmelkes was asked about using light bulbs for Ner Chanukah. So he suggested that even if you hold light bulbs do work for Ner Shabbos, and that's the predominant view that light bulbs are acceptable for Ner Shabbos, at least a real incandescent bulb, certainly, where the metal is glowing. Reb Chaim Elazar actually insisted on using light bulbs for Havdalah, because A, he held it was kosher, and B, he wanted to make a point that you're not allowed to turn the lights on Shabbos. Reb Yitzchak Shmelkes says, it may be fine for Ner Shabbos and for Havdalah, but not for Ner Chanukah. What's wrong? What's wrong? But it's a Ner? He said, yes. But he says, but on Chanukah, you have to have oil and wicks, psilos and shmanim. So he said, as opposed to a Bunsen burner, which is all fuel and no wick, the fuel itself is just burning, and as opposed to a light bulb, which is all wick and no fuel. There's no tangible fuel, it's just a wick, which is glowing. So he said, how come you need psilos and shmanim? So he said, Zechel HaMikdash, because in the menorah had those psilos and shmanim. What do we have so far? A concept with five nafkaminas, Rabbi said. Five, count them. If Ner Chanukah Zeich LeMikdash, then that's why, number one, Baal Amar says, Asa L'Shtamash L'Ora. Number two, She'iltos. Even after Chanukah is over, Moshe Shemesh Abaneh, you cannot use for any other purpose. Number three, the Raivin in terms of the Nusach HaBrach, we say LaHadlik, not Al HaDlakas, because that was the Nusach which was appropriate based on Mikdash. Number four, Abne Nezer, has the chumrah that all an air should be in a single kli. Number five, Yitzchak Shmelkes has the chumrah, you have to have psils and shmanim as opposed to a Bunsen burner, as opposed to an incandescent bulb. Number six, it would take a look at perhaps tomorrow, we'll see, the beautiful Ramban, the Gina of Baha Loscha, who understands that the Medrash, Rashi quotes the Medrash. Aaron HaKohen feels bad. He says all the Nasiim, all the Shvatim, are involved in bringing the Karbanos HaNasiim at the beginning, the Chanukas HaMishkan. And every Shevet represented except for Shevet Levi. Chol Shadaita, Rashi quotes from Midrashim, Medrash Rabbah, Tanchuma. He felt terrible. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Shalachah Gadol Mishalem. What you have is greater, because you get to do it, Lachas HaMenorah. And that's why Bahaloscha, we're going to land in Mitzvah Shem Friday, Bahaloscha Saner is Hadlakas HaMenorah, follows immediately on the heels of the Karbanos HaNasiim. It already appeared earlier. Why does it appear again here, Dafka? The answer is, because that was a response to the Karbanos HaNasiim. Now, Ramban is very bothered. Knowing what Aaron feels bad about, he was the one bringing all the Karbanos. And he's doing a vote every day. And if he did feel bad, why Dafka Menorah? How about Ketores? How about all the Karbanos? Why was the menorah such a nechama for Aaron more than anything else? What was the problem? What was the solution? So the Ramban explains, he develops the idea, and he has rise from various midrashim, some explicit and some diukim the Ramban has, the gorgeous Ramban. He says, no, it doesn't mean hadlak is a menorah based on mikdash. That alone, okay, that's an avodah, and so is ketores, and so is karbanos. No. What he's saying is, it's a reference to the Chanukas HaMikdash by the Chashmonan, who were the Kohanim, descendants of Aaron HaKohen. And why is that so much, why is that such a nechama? Why is it different than anything else? He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ramban, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron, they're bringing Karbanos, they're bringing the Nesiim are bringing Karbanos now. And even if you see the Nesiim as being the original private karbanos in the mikdash, the first ever private karbanos in a Jewish mikdash, are brought by the Nesiim. So look, they started this whole system. They're the leader. They're the lead in terms of an individual bringing a karban. Wow! And where am I? I get to I process the karban, do the avoda. But in terms of being bali a karban, it's all them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's true. Karbanos are very impressive. Karbanos will last for over 1,000 years. Zachakal. and that'll be over. We've davening or over had almost 2,000 years without kabbalas. The kabbalas were amazing, but the time limited. Now Hanukkah is not time limited. Your great grandson, Gosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron HaKohen, your great grandchildren are gonna be the leaders of the Shluchim of Gosh Baruch Hu, Nesim Hanukkah, and that's gonna be a hadlaka that's gonna last forever. What do you mean hadlaka lasts forever? Hadlaka is a menorah, near Hanukkah. They're not the same. It sounds like the Rabban is also taking this approach, and that the hadlakas that near the mitzvah near the mitzvah Rabban near Hanukkah is meant to be a hemsheikh. A zecher l'mikdash, a hemshech mitzvah. Oh, now let's come back home. Now let's come back home. See, because there's a Rashi in Daf Chavetz Amud Beis who also Rashi himself says this in the context of hadlaka osa mitzvah. He says, oh, because it's connected to Ner Chanukah is connected. So Rashi himself is of this opinion. Kedashchan b'menorah. Rashi, the first and second wide lines. The Baal Chavez Amud Beis. So you have seven Rishonim and Achronim who have this idea of Zeichel Mikdash. The Balamor and the Sheiltos, the Raivah, the Avinezer, the Beis Yitzchak, Rizka Shmalkas, Rambala Torah, and Rashi himself Chavez Amud Beis. And now, Rabosai, this brings us back to understand Rashi on Chaf Aleph on Beis. How come Ner Chanukah doesn't appear in my Chanukah? So the suggestion Rabbi made yesterday, well, maybe it wasn't part of the original Takana. So what happened later? Why wasn't part of the original Takana? And if it wasn't part of the original Takana, what happened later? The answer is, originally the Masakan Chanukah, Isra Hespet, Isra Tainus, Halo, Al Anisim, Rashi says, but that's it. No Adlakas Ner Chanukah. Persume Nisa, the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel says, Ner Hanukkah serves the purpose of Persume Nisa, but apparently, according to Rashi, that was not sufficient cause to be misalkin a new mitzvah drabbat, create a whole new mitzvah drabbat. Gemara Megillah says, in the context of Purim, Takana of Purim, is not such a pasha to think to create a new dindra rabbat, a new mitzvah drabbat, not a gzeira, and be misalkin a new mitzvah drabbat, that requires an exceptional amount of cause. You have to have an exceptional tzorech in order to create a new mitzvah drabbanan. So Rashi apparently holds that persuma nisa alone was not sufficient cause misakin a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But la'achar churban habayis, now there are two reasons to misakin a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Number one, persuma nisa, which has already been on the table for the last 200 years or so. And now there's also a second issue, which is Zeichel Mikdash. So they made, according to Rashi, their Misaka and their Chanukah only La'achar Churban as a combination of two different things. Both to serve as persuma nisa, as the Gemara says explicitly, but also serve as Zeichel Mikdash. La'achar Churban, now there are two reasons to make the Takana, and together the Tzira for the two reasons was enough to warrant creating a new mitzvah drabbanan of Ner Chanukah. And that would explain, that would be consistent with Rashi and Daf Chavetz Amud Beis, Kedashim and Menorah, and the other six Rishonim and Achronim we mentioned before, that if you say it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, what that means, Zeichel HaMikdash points out, Zeichel HaMikdash means that it didn't exist, like all the other Takanos of Yechim and Zakkai. It only started La'achar HaChurban. And that's exactly consistent with the way Rashi understands it on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The original Takana recorded in the Megillas Tainus did not include Ner Chanukah. There was a need for Persuma Nisa, but that alone didn't warrant the Takana. Achar Churban, Persuma Nisa plus Zeichel HaMikdash together was enough to warrant this Takana. And Memela, on the one hand, it serves the purpose of Persuma Nisa, and many of the Dinim of Ner Chanukah reflect that purpose. At the same time, it also serves the purpose of Zeichel HaMikdash, and that's why I have all these nafkaminas that reflect the rules and the desire, the need to replicate Hadlakas HaMenorah Sheh B'Mikdash. So that seems to, this idea of Zeichel HaMikdash, I said before, the Baal HaMor has given us a powerful tool, not just the Torah to one Kata, but the perspective of all of Ner Chanukah. So this seems to be the approach, Mahalach number one. Maybe tomorrow we'll get together in Zoom. We'll go weiter. I would love to look at several different things, Binyan Chanukah, tomorrow. And maybe we'll begin by looking at the other opinion. This is the position of Rashi. As we mentioned this earlier this morning, the Rambam seems to have a different way of translating the Braisa, and he explicitly disagrees. He says they're Masakin Ner Chanukah from the outset. He's very explicit. Kach me'os ador Masakin Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Then how you understand the Megillas Tainus? This fancy approach that says Eichel Mikdash is only a layer of Takana is not true according to the Rambam. You have to figure out how would the Rambam, this is Rashi's approach, this is Mahalach number one. And Mahalach number two, why is Ner Chanukah not in the Braisa of my Chanukah according to the Rambam, who says it was part of the Mitzvah Takana? That we will pick up with the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Shkai Chavrams.